much. I would like to open up first, particularly on the points raised by Barbara around arbitrary detention. As a network, we are specifically documenting pushbacks in the Balkan region. And during the course of the pandemic, we've seen a massive rise in violence against people on the move, refugees and migrants, particularly at borders of Greece and Croatia. And the use of pandemic measures, particularly targeted at these communities, to deprive liberty, but also to carry out extreme acts of torture. And during the course of our reporting period last year, both in Croatia and Greece, 80% of the pushbacks we recorded involved torture, inhumane or degrading treatment. Some of these violations include use of firearms, excessive force, and other heinous crimes, some of them including sexual violence. And I'd like to raise these points here today because I think it's been mentioned by other members of the panel and other people from the floor, the issue of some of these communities who are already marginalized but have been specifically targeted under COVID. As an organization, as a network, we are actually having to connect up with people from other countries in order to track these processes, because COVID has produced a void in accountability where there already was one. And actually the lack of interventions from national preventative mechanisms and independent border monitoring mechanisms has meant that smaller grassroots initiatives such as ourselves have had to be covering this area of monitoring. We speak to, on average, 40 people a month. This is really just a snapshot of what's going on at the EU external border in particular, but we know pushbacks to be a wider phenomena occurring at US-Mexico border and, you know, across the globe. And I think it's important we recenter that voice here and understand that this kind of violence has increased over the last year. It's also spread into interiors. We've seen an excessive use of detention centres across the interior of countries such as Greece and Croatia, holding people in prior detention before removal. Also the use of camps during the COVID pandemic to create effective prisons, whereby people were locked down for extended periods of time, essentially living, you know, experiencing further repression compared to the communities in those countries. And coupled with that, as mentioned by many of the other people, the rising criminalization of solidarity and the attack on human rights defenders has been something that's been particularly affecting groups looking at this issue. And again, something I'd like to table here and perhaps hear responses from the speakers on in how we can both push national and international monitoring bodies to look at these issues and also to address the issue which is facing many activists and people in the field, that police are simply obfuscating, covering evidence and actually criminalizing those who are trying to support people. Thank you.